In Christ, everything has been restored. Everything has been made right for you. All that would keep you out and rob you of this wonderful life, which through faith and grace he has lavished upon us, you can now receive it. If you have never made Jesus the Lord of your life, it's available to you today. And if you have been born again, it's already yours right now. It's yours already. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you realize, when you come to know that this is the message to preach and sinners hear the message and respond, your life's changed forever. Or you enter into a world where you have all the rights and privilege to rule and reign in life. God sent Peter to Cornelius' house. And I'm moving on. And this is Acts 10:38. Let me show you what happened. God sent Cornelius to Peter's house. And he preached Acts 10:38, how God, this is what Peter started preaching, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. What did he do? He went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, and we are his witnesses of all the things that he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Watch it now. Not to all the people, but unto the witness chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him as he rose from the dead. And he command us, sound like reckoned, we've been told by God to go and preach. Tell this message of reconciliation. This is what they were doing. Command us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the what? Quick and the dead. To give to him, give all the prophet witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him should receive what? Remission of sin. These people jumped on it. Now watch what happened. And while Peter was yet speaking these words, what happened? The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. They started talking in tongues while he was yet preaching. That means they got born again, and then they got filled with the Holy Ghost because they heard the word. They got born again. Amen. This message of reconciliation have been brought to the church to let us know that we are owners, we are kings, we have authority in this earth. We say what goes on in our lives. We say what goes on in our community. I want to tell you in closing, I know you've been looking and listening. I don't change once I get on something. I don't change because God didn't change. Last night, and I looked at my phone yesterday. Last night, yesterday, it had rained always solid through last night, always solid through the day. But about 8 o'clock, I was in prayer. By 8 o'clock, I said, that's enough rain. Now you stop. But y'all tell me it's raining out there now. He told me to tell you that for illustration. He said, what you allow, I will allow. Y'all gonna get this after a while. You let the devil mess over your money. I didn't know any better, but listen, I'm closing now. I didn't know any better. I allowed the devil to steal some money from me. But you know what? I'm gonna get it back. Amen. I already summoned. I said, I already summoned. I'll tell you about it. I'm gonna get it back. Amen. I didn't know any better then. But he ain't stealing nothing from me. He's not going to steal from you if you know who you are. We are in charge. We've been reconciled to God. Do you think God lets the devil steal something from Jesus? Didn't I just read to you that God loves you and he sees you just as righteous as he sees Jesus? Are y'all hear what I'm saying, or y'all just sitting out there chewing your gum? What you doing? We have been given authority in this earth to rule and reign in life, not operate in crisis and hanging on trying to survive. We've been redeemed from the curse. We are not cursed. Hallelujah. What else, Holy Ghost? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.